Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. The Environment Secretary, Michael Gove, has said that the government is considering whether to introduce what is called a reward and return scheme for plastic and other drinking bottles to try and improve recycling rates. Currently, we're only recycling 57% of plastic bottles in the UK. Now, such schemes have already boosted recycling rates in countries like Denmark and Australia, so the Environment Secretary is looking at evidence on how such a scheme might work in England. So I thought it'd be good to get some views from here in St. Albans. Let's face it, we seem to have strong views about plastic. Remember the Friends of the Earth I Choose Tap Water Christmas tree that was made of plastic bottles? Or how about the enthusiastic reception that the film The Plastic Ocean received when Transition St. Albans showed it as part of the St. Albans Film Festival? Or indeed, the success that Emma is having with her St. Albans Refuse the Straw campaign. So where better to start than with someone who is already working hard to ensure that everyone in St. Albans recycles as much as possible? Louise Palmer, she's Waste and Recycling Officer for St. Albans District Council, and I spoke to her first. Louise, thank you very much for joining me. So here in St. Albans, are we good at recycling our plastic bottles?
Generally, we're very good. We're almost at 60% target, which is fantastic, but that's an ever-moving target, and obviously we just want to carry on and recycle as much as possible.
Right, OK. The council has done quite a lot to try and improve our plastic recycling rate. Well, what kind of things have you done?
Just introducing dual litter bins, which is litter, and then on the other side of the bin, recycling for cans and plastic bottles, which generally is high quality recycling. They're well received, they're well used. So that captures a lot of the plastics on the go.
Right. OK, because, of course, when we're at home, we can use the bins that you've provided there. And this is for all that sort of out and about stuff, which is obviously very important for plastic bottles. Now, would a plastic return scheme, do you think, would it save the council money? I mean, I saw a report that came out recently. It was commissioned by a whole load of different charities. And it suggested that councils could save between £60,000 and £500,000 each per year. Do you think you could see savings here in St. Albans?
I don't quite understand where that figure would have come from.
It's not a round figure, is it? 60,000 to 500,000, but that's what they've said.
Yeah, that's a huge variation. Because, in fact, our recycling rate would probably go down.
Yeah.
We do sell the recycling on, so the income from that pays towards the landfill tax. Maybe they are basing the figure on taking other plastic bottles out of the landfill bins. People thinking, well, I'm not keen on recycling, however, I am keen on getting some money back. Therefore, I won't throw it in the bin. I will take it to the shop and get a bit of cash.
Right. OK, so potentially a little bit of saving there, but as you say, actually there's the loss of the resource, which is something...
We'll still do the same round. We'll still lift every single bin. It might just be that the bin which was full then becomes harmful.
Right.
But we're still doing the same service.
OK, so that doesn't look like actually the savings might be as big as we might think here with the kind of recycling schemes we have. Now, I mean, I've not been able to work out who, in fact, will be running this deposit scheme. Are you under the impression that it will be the council who'd run these sort of vending machine things for bottles to go into?
The only time I've come across a vending machine similar, Tesco's were running them. And you could put your cans, glass, plastics into the machines and you could get tokens back. I don't know. I could imagine the machines would be very, very expensive. I would see it being run by a third party, actually.
Right. OK. So this sort of adds another complexity, isn't it? A whole other party who'd be responsible for this. You think perhaps it might be the manufacturers? Do you think they would do it so they could collect the bottles and then take them straight back to recycle?
They may well do. The problems that I can see is if you are charged an extra 20 pence for every bottle, then that's adding on to your cost. Are you going to go to get that money back? Will somebody else pick that bottle up and get the money that you've already spent? It's a very complicated issue. Or some people will just, with the carrier bags, they'll carry on paying 5p, 10p every time they need a bag, and don't really give it a second thought. So it may well be that it just becomes money that's added to your shopping without you really noticing. But it is, ultimately, you are paying, and unless you physically make the effort to go to the recycling machine, then you will be out of pocket.
Right. Yes, that's an interesting point of view. The minute we can do our recycling, just popping the plastics into our recycling box, and we've not paid anything extra. But as you say, actually, it will be down to us to take our plastic bottles to get that money back to wherever the machines are. Okay. Now, does a plastic bottle return scheme? Do you think it draws attention? Actually, this is something I've been thinking about. Do you think it just draws attention from all the other plastic that we're using that still we either will or won't be recycling?
There's just so much plastic. Why is it just the plastic bottles that we would have to pay a tax on? The disposal of the plastic bottles is as high as the disposal of a fruit punnet, for example.
Yes.
Maybe it would make more sense for shops to invest in refill schemes and give cut price water bottles that you can refill over and over again, and have refill dispensers within their shop.
Yeah, okay. Yes, that's an interesting thought, isn't it? So, the moment of truth then. Would you support a plastic bottle return scheme? Yes or no?
As a council employee, I think I would. But as a personally...
That's a bit of a coffee.
No, actually, the reverse. Personally, I would, but I think as part of the council, I don't know.
You're not quite so sure.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to say yes on behalf of the council. But for me personally, I think, yes, I would. Certainly, I can remember doing a similar scheme in Australia years ago, Cash for Cans, and it was a free litter pick. You know, people would go around picking up all the cans.
Yeah.
They'd get money back. It was win-win-win. I like the idea of it, but operationally, I just don't quite see how it's going
to
work.
There's probably a bit of work to be done there,
isn't
there? So yes, reserve judgment on that one. Well, Louise, it's been very, very interesting sharing your views then. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
I was talking there to Louise Palmer, who's the Waste and Recycling Officer for St Albans District Council. And let's hope that Michael Gove is thinking about all those practical considerations that Louise was highlighting there. Now, I have to be honest, I was a little bit surprised by what Louise had to say, but not as surprised as I was when I spoke to Michael. Now, Michael and his wife work hard running the Courtyard Cafe on Hatfield Road in St Albans, and many's the time that I've seen him humping out the bin bags of rubbish, including all the plastic drinks bottles and all the, you know, tin and that sort of stuff, at the end of the day. And I can see why. Now, his kitchen is tiny, so there's no space for extra recycling bins, and he's got a number of people working for him. And I do know from talking to other restaurant owners that training them all to sort out recycling in a busy kitchen can be tough. So I didn't expect this when I caught Michael outside the Courtyard Cafe yesterday. So Michael, what do you do with the plastic bottles that customers leave when they've had a drink at your restaurant now?
Right, up until 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they would be put in the dustbins and disposed of either by the local company, who is KP Waste. They would dispose of all the rubbish. Now, where they put that is entirely up to them.
Yeah, you just pay for them to look after the waste.
I pay and they take it all away.
Yeah.
As I say, up until 3 weeks ago, that was the situation. But now, all the plastics and recyclables are split off, and we separate them out and we take them to the recycling in by Morrison's.
So you actually do that yourself?
Yeah.
Just because, and what motivated you to do that?
I was feeling guilty, I must say, about what we were doing with the plastics primarily.
Yeah.
And I'd bumped into a couple of people. I'd seen things on television. I think the thing that got me most was the things in the sea. That was the thing that struck me more.
Yeah.
And we had a Christmas tree put up here last Christmas, which was all bottles, etc., etc. And I think that may have triggered something. I don't know. But it was a Christmas tree made out of recyclable plastics, and it was really funky. And I was very pleased to have it twinkling outside the cafe. It was just. But maybe that was in the back of my mind. I don't know, but it was a build-up of things.
Yeah, and how about your staff? Because presumably it relies on them putting, you know, when they clear tables and things. Have they been motivated to separate the waste?
It's really interesting because with the staff that I've got, they're all a lot younger than me, mainly, and it struck me that they were probably more keen than me, to get things recycled, and they're a lot happier now.
Yeah.
That we've actually gone down that route.
Okay, so
it's only a small step, but you know, it's good.
So for you, actually, having a plastic bottling recycling scheme, it's not going to make much difference. You'll be just taking the bottles down to wherever you get your money back on.
Well, I'll be running down there to get money back. But if I think there should be a scheme where it's incentivised, and people would it'd be like a duck to water for people, particularly not anywhere really.
Yeah,
they would jump at the opportunity to get some money back on their plastic bottles.
But actually, for you, the real motivation was seeing what happens in the oceans. It was an ethical consideration.
Yeah, I think it's more about conservation.
Yes.
Than. I think that was probably the trigger, and feeling that I was a little bit ashamed of that we weren't doing it.
Right.
I think that was part of it as well.
Okay. Well, good for you.
I'm a bit lazy sometimes.
No, well, I think you've proved that you're ahead of the field here. So
that's great. Well, let's hope we continue.
Jolly good, Michael. Thank you very much indeed.
My pleasure.
And I was talking there to Michael from the Courtyard Cafe on Hatfield Road. So interestingly, it was guilt, not money, that was the motivator for him. I wonder actually if recycling rates will go up for things like plastic after the next series of David Attenborough's Blue Planet. That would be an interesting one to notice, wouldn't it? I wonder if Michael Gove could coordinate his attempt to boost recycling with that. Anyway, next week we're going to have some more views on the return and reward scheme idea. And it'd be really good if we could have the views of someone who works with packaging, perhaps someone who works in the plastic industry or something like that. And if that's you and you'd like to share your thoughts with us here on Environment Matters on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM, then drop me a line on amanda@radioverulam.com and we'll arrange to speak to you. Now, one of the big problems with plastic bottles is their persistence in the environment if they're not recycled, disposed of, or disposed of properly. So it's great to see that there's a new litter picking group just set up, the Sopwell Litter Pickers. Now, their first pick will be on Sunday, the 29th of October from 11 till 1. It's going to start from the Vesta Avenue Parade of Shops. They'll be going along Watling Street, Tavistock Avenue, round there and up and down all the little roads. They're going to do a really thorough job. Now, really welcome to come along, particularly if you live round there. You'll need to bring your own equipment and stuff at this stage. They don't have any funding to provide them. So make sure you take along gloves, a litter book if you're going to need it, sacks, perhaps a hi-vis if you've got one, and obviously wear sensible shoes and, you know, whatever's appropriate for the weather on that day. And if you want some more information, then take a look at the Sopwell Litter Pickers Facebook page for more details. So new litter picking group, Ransopwell in St. Albans. Really good to see. Well done. Now, all the Apple weekends, really getting into swing now, halfway through them now, really. Aylett's Apple Weekend coming up this weekend. It's both Saturday and Sunday. They say, join us for a special weekend celebrating British apples and local craftspeople. Now, there's going to be stuff for all the family, apparently. They're going to have 15 varieties of apples for sale. Crikey, they're going to have trouble thinking of 15, but obviously there's lots to choose from. There's going to be tastings. There's going to be apple juicing demonstrations. There's going to be Apple ID. So I think that might be the kind of thing where you take your apple along and they tell you what it is. They're going to have some local craftsmen like wood turners. They're going to have a willow artist called Hazel Godfrey's going to be there. That'd be interesting to see. And they're going to have children's activities like Apple Face, whatever that is. Anyway, lots going on there. It's a free event. It's indoors. So I think the weather might not be great over the weekend. So that's good to know. It's going to be between 10 and 4 on both days. Oh, and Radio Vernon's going to be there as well. So, oh, do come along. It's going to be great. Harpenden Common, their Apple Day is on Monday the 23rd, 11 till 2. And it's not just an Apple sort of thing. It's an opportunity if you go to learn about the management and the future planting that's going to be going on Harpenden Common. So that would be really interesting to go. Or you get the chance to make a bird feeder there. So, yeah, perhaps with it being half term and stuff, really good. Take a look at the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust website for that. Oh, and not to be outdone, Willows Farm, they've got their Pumpkin Festival, which also starts on Monday. So lots of lovely stuff there. Oh, and another thing, actually, on Saturday, I don't know if you believe it, but it's 3 years since the Green Kitchen opened, and they're going to be having a birthday party. If you go along between 10 and 5 and order a drink, you'll get a free slice of delicious vegan birthday cake to go with it. So do go and celebrate with the Green Kitchen on Saturday. Now, as always, you can find information from today's show on the Environment page of the Radio Verulam website. You can also listen at leisure to podcasts. Remember, get in touch if you know anything about plastic packaging. Amanda@radioverulam.com. Really interested to hear from you there. So next week, more on plastic bottles, and get excited. Registration is opening for next year's Sustainable St Albans Week. That's next week on Environment Matters. Until then, thank you for listening.